This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hello there, Space Monkeys. A quick reminder that the character of Julie is now voiced by Chrissy Talon Sage.
It's been a confusing few weeks, with all the movement in time and space, kidnappings and escapes, rescues and captures and recaptures. That's probably not going to change anytime soon, so let me catch you up on my right here, right now. I'm on the Oz 9 on my the Albatross's Okay, we're just gonna call this Area 9. Like the crew of the Oz 9, I'm struggling to determine friend from foe. Twitter is one of my few windows on the world, so if you have theories on Donna, Olivia, Mrs. S, Southers, Narrator 2, any of this whole crazy bunch, would you tweet them to me at Oz9Narrator using the hashtag B9 or no? That's B-E number 9 O-R-N-O.
Hang on, did you just say Narrator 2?
Meanwhile...
Whoa, wait! Hey!
Is this a good idea? I hear a shower running.
Joe said there were sacred texts down here that might answer some questions.
Yeah, but do you hear singing?
Yes, and the quicker we find the books Joe was talking about, the faster we can get out of here. He said they were behind the porn.
I'm looking.
Ben, honey, this would be so much easier if you just admit you know where the porn stash is.
What are you talking about? Okay, fine. I only know because Southers kept on pointing and winking. It's over there.
Wow, that is a lot of porn.
The Showeratorium has been here for a long time. Some of the older stuff is carved into sandstone tablets. Or, so I hear.
Just help me move this stuff out of the way, okay? Hey, look! There's a door behind here.
Uh-oh.
What?
The shower just shut off.
Crap! Get in, quick!
In there? It's dark and spidery.
Someone's coming. Do you really want to be out here?
No, but I also don't want to be in there.
Suit yourself, but whoever it is probably naked, and not the airbrushed porn type of naked.
Fine, move over. Did something just scuttle? I swear I heard scuttle.
Hello, is anyone here? Felonious, is that you? I could use another bottle of salve, or the good kind with the Palo Alto thistle.
What? That's extinct! How could you...
Yes. A note to self. Destroy all remaining Palo Alto thistle, Simpson's cup grass, and Petaluma popcorn flower plants. Oh, and kill the golden bamboo lemur colony, yes. If they didn't take care of the first bunch, I'm not leaving them a second.
I'm going to kill him. A lot.
Get in line.
Me first? Shh! Shouting is loud. Do you not know that?
What are you?
And why are you tiny and green?
I'm really more sort of turquoisey.
Hang on. Are you Olivia?
The AI from the Oz9?
In a resin.
What are you doing here?
Hushing now. Questions later.
Hello. Hello? If someone's down here who oughtn't to be, just know that the post-shower disinfectant spray that fires up when I flip the switch will kill all the unwelcomed pests. And I do mean all, yes. You can ask the cleaning staff. Well, if you have a Ouija board, that is.
Is that true?
Possibly. They do go for a lot of cleaners here.
Chortle, chortle. I'm not kidding. It's gonna hit.
So what do we do?
I suppose we could head down the tunnel that's just behind you. Grab some of these sacred texts as you go. Hurry along, I hear the spray is starting up.
Go, 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 go!
You might as well come out. I'll still kill you, but it... Well, that's it, really. I'll still kill you.
Right. This should be far enough. But if you start seeing dots or hearing a pinging sound, I'm sure Maggie will grow up just fine with Buckingland of parents.
Maybe a little farther.
Stop! Any closer and you'll be on top of the others. Which is probably a quicker but definitely messier death.
Here is good.
Oh, thank God. These books are heavy.
If that spray is so deadly, won't it kill Tiberius too?
Maybe he has a face mask.
He's been building up an immunity to it for the last several years. Keeps him alive, but he's mad as a hatter. Ah, I see Ben managed to save quite a lot of ancient erotic teachings.
Hey, I was just grabbing in the dark.
Which explains why you need the teachings, I suppose.
Heh, very funny. What are we looking for here?
We need to know what happens if we get all the sacred objects together.
Plus me.
Plus you.
I'd rather not cause Armageddon, despite what Dr. Bahamadetz's former lab partner used to think. Rest their stupid soul.
Do you think you could? Cause Armageddon?
Of course. The information's all here in my circuitry. And more than one human has put the pieces together. In the hands of those rich bastards who want to start their own planet and destroy this one to cover their tracks? Most definitely.
So what will you do?
That tone of voice seems to indicate you expect some sort of self-sacrificing answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it comes to it.
Could we perhaps concentrate on finding a way that doesn't involve me going out in a blaze of glory?
Fair.
But why cover their tracks? I mean, if they're going to destroy Earth, who's left to hide from?
They're not completely stupid. They know they need scientists to survive on the next planet, and many of those have, like, morals and whatnot. They've been potting up botanists and linguists and zoologists and xenozoologists for months. That's why they asked Julie to come here.
No wonder so many of my colleagues suddenly went on sabbatical in the middle of the quarter. And in the middle of lunch, in some cases.
So they'll all wake up on a different planet? Wow. That sucks.
Those bastards were going to force me into a pod, fly me away
from- And tell you that Earth has been taken over by a hostile alien species.
Or destroyed. The planet they're aiming for doesn't have a view of Earth. So they could tell you the planet's turned it into a giant smoldering charcoal briquette and you'd be none the wiser. They just don't want anyone left to follow.
How do you know all this?
Oh, I've been poking around, a little reading here, a little eavesdropping there.
Jesus!
Hello?
Jesus! Am I gonna get, like, inoculated against the shock at some point?
Where's the fun in that? Olivia's got it right, by the way. Julie here was the prize. For a while, Tiberius even considered bringing Maggie along so you wouldn't waste your time mourning your daughter. Then they realized they could just, pop you in an emotional healer pod.
They actually thought that would work?
Well, that's the problem. It would. Those healers have covered up a lot of sins in their time.
Wow. To quote Dr. Malcolm, that's one big pile of shit.
Oh, gotta agree with you there, Ben. My brother is as fecal as he is feral.
No, I mean, well, yeah, he is, but also, look in here. That's poop, isn't it?
It's fertilizer. For the plants. We must be in one of the storage tunnels. I used to cart up wheelbarrow loads of the stuff for the greenhouse.
What's it doing down here?
They're, keeping it out of the elements, I suspect.
You're right. You're right! Oh, Joe, you genius!
Ooh, that would explain that fondness for chlorofluorocarbons.
Exactly! So
are you following this?
Nope. I just let brainy people brain.
And it explains why they nixed Venus as an alternate for the plants. It has an ozone layer.
What are you talking about? I really only exist to have things explained to me, don't I?
Nitrogen counteracts sulfur.
Okay. Yay?
Fertilize nitrogen, ozone, and then no sulfur. Well, less anyway. Not enough for the plants to survive.
This all sounds like science fiction.
And about time, too. What is this, season 4?
So what do we do?
I think we fertilize the planet.
We're gonna need help. Everybody, grab a book. Not that one, Ben. And hold still, please.
Hush. Hush! Did you hear that? Spring. Spring.
I heard...
It sounded like... Bamf!
No, whip, right?
I'd say it was a clink.
Who cares?
Don't be ridiculous.
It was definitely... Bamf!
We're having one of our stupid conversations, aren't we?
Shut up. It's dark in here. Why don't we turn on the lights?
And why are we whispering?
Because we're trying to take control of the ship.
Secretly. You're the captain. Why do we have to be sneaky?
Say that again.
She asked, why do we have to be sneaky?
No, the first bit. You're the... Oh, grow up, Mad Pants.
Hang on. Greg's here? Did we decide to trust him?
You know I didn't want to gas you.
Do we, though?
Who is it we're hiding from?
All the Cahootie people. Like Mrs. Sheffield, that Donna woman in the album.
Well, hell. We're actually spies. From a spy school. Did you really think this was going to work?
Look, you and your Cahootie troop here are up to something, and we want to know what it is.
Cahootie?
Much as I love a good rummage in the dark.
Woof, this Pluto is one lucky god.
Rude. Maybe we could turn the lights on, hmm?
Hey! Who did that?
Oops. I think that might have been me, Dr. Theo.
No, that definitely had fingers.
I thought we had all agreed that we are on one team now! No? We can no longer afford this suspicion of one another.
Well, if you lot would stop acting suspicious.
Says the team skulking about on the bridge in the middle of the night.
Oh, and I suppose you sent out invitations. Mine got lost in the mail, maybe? Jesse, did you get an invite?
Oh, you mean for the black tie skulkathon to raise money for the wee little ninja training school where troubled youth go to learn to be shifty, sneaky, gassing their shipmates and huddling up for little private nar sessions, leaving the rest of us wrapped up in vines like Christmas presents for plant-worshipping pagans?
Pagans don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, Dr. Theo, never interrupt a Jesse rant.
Why not?
I'm sorry, did I accidentally say a thing while you were busy trying to deny reality?
Hey!
That's why.
Lights?
Oh my god! Oh,
too much!
Who the hell was that?
Behind me. There's no one there.
She means you.
You're visible.
Am I? Are my clothes?
Tuxedo and all. Welcome back, Colin.
Oh, come here, you
dog. Too much affection. Yes, I love you too. Get off. All right. This is all quite lovely, but you know I've been here all along, right?
Hello.
Jesus! Oh my god!
Where the hell did you come from? Wait, have you been here all along too?
Nope, got swapped down to Earth when this nice lady came up, I reckon.
Joe! I haven't seen you since MCCACEC.
Maybe not, but I've seen you.
Still super creepy. Good to know some things never change.
You're a spy too? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Not a spy, just creepy by nature.
Wait a minute! I'm visible! Can we take a moment to, I don't know, figure out why? Is it bad news? Good?
I brought some friends along.
If you brought people up, who went down?
No one. Some of us have enough power to manage space travel without a swap.
Ah, the little green person is back. Hooray. Shall I break out the putty hats and the festive bunting?
Sarcasm duly noted, thank you. Julie, monkey.
Oh, come on!
Pluto told me to say that. He was right, you do get mottled.
Why am I suddenly visible? Is something wrong with me?
Oh, yeah, probably.
What?
Ooh, you should rest and conserve your energies, my boy. I suspect you don't have much left.
Are you dizzy at all?
Perhaps. A little.
Here, let me help you sit.
You're messing with him, aren't you?
Of course. He's just so easy.
You're a terrible man, Doctor. It was my turn to mess with him.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Colin, have you always had gills?
What?
Oh, that was a good one. Fish face.
Is this bridge getting crowded, or is it just there's a lot of tossers I don't like on it? Like you, for starters.
You've never even met me.
How is that relevant?
You're mean, and you smell like kudzu.
I find blindly agreeing with Jessie is easier than trying to understand her.
Is that why you agreed to take my chores for the next 6 months?
Yes, absolutely. Wait.
That'll learn you to interrupt my rants.
No one listens to me.
Jessie does have a point. There are a lot of people in my personal space. Do you know how far spittle can travel?
Here, Dr. Theo. You stand in the corner and I'll block you. How's that?
Much better. Thank you. Any chance you could face the other way?
Then I couldn't stare at you.
Yes, that's... never mind.
Olivia, why did you bring us all up?
Several reasons, actually. Any chance we could all settle down and shuttle up?
Olivia! Where have you been?
Hello, my lovely. Goodness, have you gotten Abia since I've been gone?
Yeah, I didn't have anyone to kill my crunches, so I didn't know when to stop.
Dear, would you mind asking everyone to be quiet? Violently, if necessary?
Sure.
Shut up!
Oh, that was quite close to my ear, Leet.
Sorry.
No, actually, it's okay.
Aww.
Hello, everyone. Leet.
Yes?
Nothing, dearest. I just like the way you tilt your head like an Alsatian when I talk to you. Julie, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to do with it?
I believe you have a plan. No?
Sort of.
You got this, sweetie. Take it away.
Okay. The plants need a sulfuric planet to survive, and they're going to pull sulfur from deep underground and vent it through the world's golf courses.
Are we explaining it this slowly for... I'm sorry, what's your name? Ben?
You can't be serious.
Don't take it personally. She's, Scottish. And mean.
Thank you?
Still talking! By the time humanity figures out what's happening, it'll be too late, and the people who caused all the problems will be gone.
Are we getting to the plan part soon? I'm hungry.
I have a banana.
Oh, is that one of the leftovers from the hallucination? I thought we ate them all.
I drank a little more swamp hooch. I was hoping to hallucinate some escargot.
Did it work?
Nearly.
What happened?
Is that where those eels came from?
We have eels?
They're sort of like a cross between a snake and a fish, Captain.
Yes, I knew that. Thank you. But are they benign?
I have no idea.
Don't know everything, do you?
You know, cooked properly, eels can be very delicious. Where did you say these are?
You might want to sit down, Julie. Tangents can take hours to resolve themselves. Sometimes I cut their oxygen until they pass out just to shortcut this bit.
A pot shore down level 16, full of electric eels. Sad. The girl in there was real pretty.
Oh, she's not dead.
No?
Not at all. It turns out the eels short-circuited the murder protocol. She's fine. We found her another pod, put her back to sleep.
Oh, good. She seemed nice.
What do you mean, she seemed nice? She was unconscious the entire time.
Can you gas them now?
Afraid not. Corporeal.
Shame.
She had a nice face.
Oh, please. Everyone looks nice when they're sleeping.
You don't.
Beg your pardon?
You look mean. Your face gets all pinchy.
How the hell do you know what I look like when I'm sleeping?
What's actually happening right now?
Just wait. They'll get into some sort of conversational cul-de-sac and burn themselves out.
There's a video feed of the bioswamp. Sometimes I watch it. You sleep there a lot.
Bloody mold. Show me.
That screen there. I've been looking for Albert. I think he's hibernating. Hey, where did all those golden bamboo lemurs come from?
Is that Mrs. Sheffield?
What is she doing?
She's got a cane with her. Is she leaving?
She's gone.
Oh no. She said MI-18 would recall her if the mission got too dangerous.
Did I just see Clara vanish from the bioswamp?
She got recalled. She's gone. She left us. We're doomed. And I'm stuck on a spaceship.
It's true, space monkeys. Mrs. Sheffield and her cane have left the ship. Has she been recalled by MI-18 and flown off to destinations unknown? Is she on some secret errand of her own? If she's truly gone forever, can the remaining crew get through the end of the world without her? From my perch here in Area 9, I can almost feel the waves of confusion and despair from the crew, just a few levels below my feet. Or possibly Leet's crunches, I'm not actually sure. But you've been listening to Aaron Clark as Ben and Libichon Frise, David S. Deere as Tiberius and Dr. Theo Brome, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Richard Cowan as Leet, Tim Sherburn as Colin and Emily, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna, Kevin Hall as Greg, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Joe, and Howard, Kyle Jones as narrator 2, and I'm Richard Nadolny as your narrator. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry.
This episode of Oz 9 was edited by Sarah Golding, and our sound designer is Oliver Morris.
Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
Please, I'm begging you, no more singing.
Yes, dear. Your repertoire of sea shanties is impressive, but also quite tiresome, especially since your head is flat.
Why am I here?
You were not our original target. We had planned on kidnapping your human predecessor. However, now having learned of the providence of your microphone, it appears you should have been our target after all.
This old thing? I found this in a rubbish heap.
What better place to hide treasure?
Okay, what do you think it does?
I think it is a time and space travel device that will allow Howard and me to escape this wretched boat and finally find peace.
Whoops! So sorry. I must just borrow this fellow. All right. come on. Tar, bye.
Hey, whoa. What are you...
Crap.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
becomes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read! Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, your ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.